Well, it was very nice the way the governor happened to put it years ago. When I was young, the fear was polio.
Mm-hmm.
The fear now is cancer. And the strides that the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute have had in cancer and in leukemia and the various cancers, and particularly how they relate to children, has been fantastic. And it's all been done through the Jimmy Fund as a fundraiser, you know, for that worthwhile institute. And I think every family has been touched in some way or other on the work that the organization has done.
They have. You know, it's not fair, really, for a young child to be struck down by a disease like cancer, but it's a fact of life. It does happen. And the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute, the people doing the research there, the doctors treating the children, are doing everything in their power to come up with a cure. And hopefully it's not too far away.
And our phones have been ringing, but keep them ringing. 586-8787 or 774-4301. We have some more contributions here from Ralph Boucher of 34 East Green Street at East Hampton. Thank you very much, Ralph. Chad King of 17 Plain Street in East Hampton. A very nice contribution, Chad. Thank you very much. Mary Alice Tui of 80 Florence Road in Florence, Massachusetts. Mary and Alice, thank you very much for your very generous contribution. Jerry Healy of Florence, Mass., 16 North Maple Street in Florence. A very nice contribution. The phones are ringing, but don't forget now, the phone numbers, just jot them down, is in Northampton area, 586-8787, and in the Greenfield area, 774-4301. The phones have been ringing. Let's keep them ringing. We've got until 7 o'clock tonight to reach really no goal whatsoever, as much as we can get from you great people here in Western Massachusetts.
And remember, too, that the money you donate, over 90% of that money stays to do the work at the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute. The Jimmy Fund operates on a very low overhead, and very little of the money raised goes to their operation. It all goes to research and for treatment. And it's one of these things that you will feel good if you make a pledge. 586-8787, the number to call, 586-8787. Once again, we'd like to remind you that the bid on the piece of the Green Monster, the Fenway Park left field wall, is now stands at $400 from the Michael F. Curtin VFW Post in Florence. If you can, we're looking for the highest bidder at 7 o'clock tonight. Whoever is the highest bidder does receive that piece of the Green Monster. And also, we just want to remind you quickly that we have this $500 pledge from Williams Distributors. It's they're looking for a matching challenge. This is a challenge that Williams has put out, and $500 or better. We're looking for a match to that. And come on, you people out there, these distributing companies, that's not too hard to match, so let's see you do it. Peter?
Yes, with me I have Julie Clifford from Kmart on the phones. We have Beth Lombardi from the AMC Theaters, and Cindy Warren. She's from the Pavilion store here in the wall. We're anxiously awaiting these calls. We have one going now. We're going to stay on the air till 7 o'clock tonight. Please don't wait. Get your calls in right now. Don?
Peter, again, I go back to Jerry Jolly and the job he did at the pub. He just made a contribution here of $325. And, Jerry, as I recall, you do an awful lot with the little field of hockey and youth and hockey. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that hockey program over in Amherst?
Our hockey program is one of the best in the area, I feel. There's 300 youngsters involved in it. It provides a great opportunity for those wanting to play first, continue on right up through high school. This evening, we are having our annual winter frolic for all the parents. And out of that and through our entertainment, which is Greg Adams this evening, we're putting forth a $100 contribution to the Jimmy Fund. Through this, I think all the parents want to be involved, and Greg Adams has donated some of his time and money, and we're happy about that, too.
Jerry, we should explain that Greg plays records.
Greg is the is the disc jockey.
We don't want people to get the wrong idea about his entertainment.
Well, it's the manner in which he does it, though, Dave.
That's
really
true. He has
it,
a very...
I mean, he has a touch of class.
There's a flair to it. But we are going to break away in just about a minute or so to bring you 5 minutes of news and some sports from WHMP. In the meantime, we've had lots of surprises in this past hour. A call from Governor King. We've heard from Charlie Pellett and Ken Coleman up at Mount Tom. Ken will be heading back down here to the Hampshire Mall where this radiothon is going on. And his partner in crime on Red Sox baseball broadcast, John Miller, will also be by. And John will bring along with him his many cast of characters. So the afternoon, it's the hour is early. There's still plenty of time for you to make a pledge. The number to call, 586-8787. Once again, the number, 586-8787. And we would like you to make those telephone rings, make your pledge now. Don, quickly, you've got another pledge.
Yep, got one here from Betty Anhalevich of 82 Forage Glen Drive in Florence. Betty, thank you very much for a very nice contribution. Let's get those phones ringing. It's 586-8787 and 774-4301 if you happen to be in the Greenfield area. Or stop by the mall. And we have another one here just handed to me from Andy Joe Mark at the Cooley Dickinson Hospital. Andy, thank you very much.
Okay, Don, thank you. And it's time for us to break away. This is the Jimmy Fund Radiothon on WHMP in Northampton.
If you're looking for a cozy little New England lounge where you and your friends can feel right at home, if you like a place where you can sit around, shoot the breeze, have a drink, or a bite to eat, come to the KD Lounge on Route 5 in West Hatfield. Come as you are. The KD Lounge caters to your comfort. If you're thirsty, you'll discover a full selection of beverages with your favorite on hand. If you like happy hours, don't miss KD's happy hours Tuesday through Friday beginning at 4. The lounge opens at 4 every day except Monday. If you're hungry, the KD Lounge prepares thick and hearty sandwich, roast beef, ham, or turkey salad. The KD Lounge, those who discover it keep coming back. It's a great place where you and your friends can meet, relax, and enjoy. And remember, the first Sunday of every month, the KD Lounge offers a fabulous smorg. The KD Lounge, Routes 5 and 10 West Hatfield, formerly McGrath's. The kind of place that makes you feel good.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Dorton. Officials at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant say they believe the cause of their problem yesterday lies with faulty equipment readings rather than with any real trouble. There had been reports of a potentially explosive buildup of hydrogen within Unit Number 2. Now it's suggested that the meters were confused by radio signals. Yesterday was the first time that workers measuring the gas levels also carried walkie-talkies. There remains a question about another piece of equipment which also registered high gas concentrations. And there remains a question from local authorities about notification. Robert Reed is the mayor of nearby Middletown, Pennsylvania.
I went down to the island, the observation center, in the evening. There was Channel 3. Now, they have to report the news also, but Channel 3 is out of Philadelphia. They were there and knew about it, and yet the local officials in the area didn't know anything about it.
Three Mile Island spokesmen say while an investigation continues, gas levels in Unit 2 are considered normal. I'll have more after this.
Where can you find everything from towels to hedge trimmers?
Count on us!
Sears new spring-summer catalog, 1,436 pages big, with brand names like Toughskins, Kenmore, Craftsman, and a special 50-item sale book, 10 to 40% off through March 2nd. Just call to order.
Sears catalog is the one to turn to. Count on us! Sears catalog. Count on us! Sears catalog. Count
pick it up at your local Sears store for a new value-packed catalog.
You can count on Sears!
The Bell System presents the Commodores.
Old friend, playing like it's on your mind. Touching you time after time. Old friend, yesterday isn't too far away. For reaching out to your old friend. Reach out and touch someone.
Another dramatic moment in the Atlanta murder trial of Wayne Williams has been delayed, ABC's Bob Serkin reports.
Judge Clarence Cooper court early due to the sudden illness of defense lawyer Mary Welcome. Wayne Williams' mother did not testify as scheduled today, but an acoustical engineer took the stand to testify about tests he performed at the Chattahoochee River Bridge, where Wayne Williams is accused of dumping the bodies of two murder victims. Mark Ovian said it would have been impossible for police stakeout officers not to have heard Williams' car cross that bridge unless, said Ovian, they were asleep on duty. Bob Serkin, ABC News, Atlanta.
The top man at the Veterans Administration says he knows he's asking for trouble, but he's going to put a freeze on VA hospital construction scheduled after fiscal 1983. More than $2.5 billion in such construction is already approved by the Congress, but VA Administrator Robert Nemo says he wants to take another look to see if the projects really are necessary. Nemo says a lot of VA hospital building owes more to political pressure than proven need. Democratic governors are meeting in Washington today with Democratic Senate leaders. Their thrust, apparently, is to do some restructuring of the Reagan administration's new federalism proposals. The National Governors Association opens its formal meeting in the nation's capital tomorrow, and it's expected the new federalism will get general approval with some important qualifications. The state officials want some more guarantees that they will not be on the short actually when and if the program goes into effect. Also converging in Washington, members of Congress coming home from the Washington-Lincoln recess. Many of them report general constituent support for the concepts of the Reagan budget, but sharp disagreements with its particulars. One congressman said it surprised him how much the folks back home are concerned over the projected deficit. Saudi Arabia is not talking about reports that it'll be cutting production of oil. It is reported that Saudi oil minister Yamani is traveling in Europe trying to head off a showdown within OPEC over prices, especially in view of the recent drops allowed by Iran and Iraq. OPEC's chairman says he is trying to convene a consultative meeting among OPEC ministers as soon as possible. This is ABC News.
Imagine desktop system copiers that reduce ledger size down to legal, even letter size.
And enlarge an original to make small print more readable.
It's the Canon NP400 series. You can feed, making 40 letter size copies a minute. And sort with optional sorter. The Canon NP400 series. The system copiers that reduce.
And enlarge.
The Canon NP400s, the fastest compact system copiers. Micronics makes it simple.
ABC Information Network, I'm Kate Dorton.
X-rays, and in recent years, CAT scanners greatly improve medical diagnoses. Now, a new experimental device may cause another revolution in medical diagnostics, called the Nuclear Magnetic Resonance Scanner. It uses no radiation whatsoever, so it apparently has none of the potential risks of X-rays. In fact, it has no known side effects, yet may give even more detailed information than scanners now in use. The person getting an NMR scan lays inside a very large cylinder-shaped magnet. When the magnet is turned on, the cells of the person's body emit radio waves, which are translated by a computer into an image on a TV screen. Researchers say among the possible uses for NMR may be more accurate detection of tumors, monitoring treatment of strokes and heart disease, and giving doctors of pregnant women better pictures of the fetus than current techniques. There are several NMR scanners being tested, and within the next several years, NMR may become a popular term in medical diagnostics. To your health. Brought to you by the Cooley Dickinson Hospital and WHMP.
Hi, everybody. Fred Van Frew with World of Sports. A tough first half at home for the top-ranked Cavaliers of Virginia today. But Ralph Sampson and company bounced back against North Carolina State. More from Ed Dubrow.
It was apparent early that Jim Balvano's Wolfpack would try to run with Virginia. 10 minutes of the first half, North Carolina State slowed it down and led at the half 24-20. The Cavaliers came out playing aggressive defense in the second half, trying to pick up the tempo. Virginia finally took the lead with less than 3 minutes to play and won it at the foul line. Final, Virginia 45, North Carolina State 40.
Well, the Hoyas took it at home today against Mizzou. Tom Davis was on hand at Tiny McDonough Gym in the nation's capital.
Georgetown freshman Pat Ewing led the Hoyas to a 31-23 halftime lead with 11 points. Fred Brown and Eric Smith dominated Georgetown play in the second half with 9 points each, helping the Hoyas to their biggest lead, 18 points, 49-31, midway through the second half. Missouri's second loss in 25, Ricky Frazier with 21 leading the Tigers. Georgetown now 21-6. The Hoyas beat Missouri by 12, 63-51.
Memphis State has downed Penn State 52-46 in the second, Alabama over Florida 63-59, in the second, Virginia Tech 75, St. Louis 58. At the half, Wichita State 44, Southern Illinois 30. Back with more sports after this.
Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest one way to help beautify America is by renewing the beauty of your home with quality True Test paints, now value price, during President's Day paint values at True Value Hardware Stores. You'll find long-wearing, soil-resistant, easy-care flat wall and trim finish, priced at just $13.98 a gallon for most. And for a soft, elegant look, choose Satin Hue Flat Latex. Most colors are just $10.98 a gallon until February 21st during President's Day paint values at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Hello, Post Office. Got a question on your new 2-pound pack from Express Mail Next Day Service. You'll deliver 2 pounds overnight anywhere you go for $9.35, less than most other people charge for just a few ounces. You wouldn't kid a veteran, would you?
Express Mail Service delivers 60,000 packages on time every day, and our 2-pound pack is just $9.35.
You son of a gun.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack. It lets you send more for less. sponsored by your postal service.
Well, history could be made in Uniondale, New York tonight. The New York Islanders, with a victory, will have taken their 15th straight game. That, a new NHL record. The Rockies, the opposition for John Tinelli and company, as they go for the record book.
It's good for the game. You know, it creates interest. I think a lot of people I talk to, they're interested in the streak, and they want to see it broken, and some people want to see us lose it. But we're going to go out there, and we're going to try and make a new record of it. It's going to be a tough game tonight because, most of all, because of the fact that we're playing against three of our real good friends out there, you know, Bob Lorimer, Chico Resch, and Steve Tambellini, trying our hardest to end our streak, and we're going to be trying our hardest to keep it going.
If Wayne Gretzky scores a goal tomorrow night, he'll have tied Phil Esposito's single-season goal mark at 76. The great Gretzky and the Edmonton Oilers will be in Detroit against the Red Wings. Last night, Gretzky scored a hat trick and picked up two assists to set a new single-season point record in the National League. Gretzky has now amassed 166 points. Fred Manfred for World of Sports, a presentation of ABC Radio Sports.
Good afternoon once again. It's just about 10 after 3 as the Jimmy Fund Radiothon continues here from the Hampshire Mall on Route 9 in Hadley. As we continue along into the afternoon, the total on the tote board, Don Maya, we said before we left the air at 3 o'clock, at around 3 it would be nice to go over $5,000, and sure enough,
we made it. $5,164 is where we're at right now, and that's great, but it's not great enough. We've got till 7 o'clock, and we'd like people to come in here at the Hampshire Mall and make their contributions, or give us a call at 586-8787. Or if you're in the Greenfield area, 774-4301. Dave, we have a guest here at the table for us, with us and for the Jimmy Fund. WHMP has done a great job with the Jimmy Fund over the years, and again this year. Joe, I'd like your remarks relative to the event.
Well, Don, I think that what the people have done who have organized this Jimmy Fund Radiothon, actually, you know, you were involved in the Jimmy Fund for a number of years, and it comes on the air on this particular Saturday and is on for 10 hours. But there's a great deal of advance work, as you obviously know, in lining up people to man the phones, people who will call, lining up Ken Coleman and all the rest of it. And there are so many people that I suppose could be thanked that it would be impossible to thank without a list, and if we start thanking everybody, would take a great deal of time. But I know that the people who are involved in setting up this Jimmy Fund Radiothon do it because they feel that what they are doing is going to help in some way to in the fight against cancer.
Well, there are a lot of people who really, really do put a lot of time into the Jimmy Fund, and your staff at WHMP has been extremely helpful over the years with Red Sox baseball and Jimmy Fund, which is synonymous. I have to, at this point in time, you know, mention a couple of people who have initiated and started this thing from your organization. We have Greg Adams, who has done a great job, and our chairman Peter Keenan this year has done a fantastic job in the setup that they've done here, you know, as of today.
Well, you know, Don, it's almost like you hear about the Orange Bowl and the Gator Bowl and some of these things where they start planning for next year the day after the event ends. And we have, I know we started talking about the Jimmy Fund Radiothon back before the Christmas holidays. And as you know, it was going to originally scheduled to be in January and then moved up to today. So we've been working a little bit at a time for a couple of months, making sure that everything goes and keeping our fingers crossed that this elegant setup that was given to us by the Hampshire Mall is okay. The speakers, the electronics, the phone lines, all of this stuff, you know, it just doesn't happen, as you know.
That's right. The phone lines, as you mentioned them, are 586-8787, and in Greenfield, 774-4301. Over to my right-hand side, Joe, is a fellow that used to work for you.
Yes, he did.
And now has moved over to the video media. And Dave, things are going along pretty well. We have a few more contributions.
This keeps me honest over here, remembering how I used to do things in radio. It took me a while, but I guess things are going all right, save for our phone call with the governor, but at least we got to hear from him. We have the pledge on the bid on the wall. Let's call it a bid from the Michael F. Curtin VFW Post 8006 in Florence. Their bid now stands at $400 for the piece of the left field wall, the Green Monster, quickly becoming a collector's item because there aren't too many of those left. The phones are quiet right now, and we would appreciate your phoning in your pledge. We're at $5,164, and we've got a long way to go. And, Don, you've got some more pledges.
I've got another one from that VFW post over there, from post 8006. Bartender over there, Ken Beach, will donate all of tomorrow's tips. So get over there to the VFW post tomorrow. Make sure you tip them well, because it's all going to the Jimmy Fund.
That's not too hard to take. And we also have that that $500 challenge to all distributors from the Williams Distributing Company out of Westfield. Their challenge is $500. They want any other distributors in within the listening area of WHMP to match or even better that challenge. And some of the other challenges we have set forth, since we're going over those, we have another one, Peter Keenan. Peter is challenging all bartenders in the area to a $10 challenge. Karen Adams is a sophomore at Holyoke Catholic High School. She's challenged all other Holyoke Catholic students to match her pledge of a dollar. Ken Voretzker is challenging $36 to all other referees in the area. That's not too bad at all, so see if you can match that challenge. Pip's Country Store has made a $25 challenge to all other area package stores or small variety stores, and as we all know, there are plenty of those around. And Mike Garcia has made a challenge to members of DPWs from anywhere. He's pledged $10, and he wants you to match that or do even better.
And I've got one more here that's a challenge, which I read off before as just a contribution, but he wants to challenge him. Jerry Haley, of Florence, 16 North Maple Street, wants to challenge the other employees at Pensy Upholstery. And he's got a $10 challenge here also.
That's good. Joe?
Well, I was going to say that we have three very attractive young ladies to my left here who are leaning on their elbows with their left hand, and their pens and pencils are poised in their right hand because the phones aren't ringing. And the number here in the greater Northampton area is 586-8787, and we sure would like to hear from you before the Fund Radiothon goes off the air at 7 o'clock tonight. You can pledge as little or as much as you want, and as you know, all of the money is going to the fight against cancer in children.
And Ken Coleman, who has been up at Mount Tom, where plenty of activities are going on today for the Jimmy Fund, and also tomorrow, Ken will be returning back here to the Hampshire Mall. This is where this whole thing is going on till 7 o'clock tonight. If you are on the road listening in your car and you're heading up towards Hadley Way, or if you're even getting close to Hadley, drive that extra mile and stop at the Hampshire Mall. Come on in and say hello. We will take your donations and your pledges right here.
And I might say, David, that the we are set up so that the main mall entrance, if you come right in the main mall entrance, you will, and don't stop, you will walk right into the place that has been set up as our temporary studio for today.
So when you come in, just keep walking. We'll take all comers coming in here, Don.
Come right in. We've got some pledges right here I'd like to read off. Bob Rice of 10 Aldridge Street in Northampton. A very nice contribution, Bob. Thank you very much. Frank Picala, German Shepherd Kennels in North Hadley, Mass, over at 186 North Maple Street in Hadley. Very nice contribution, Frank. Thank you very much. You know, Frank and I have been friends for a long time in the German Shepherd field. He was very gracious when I first got married and gave me my first German Shepherd.
He did.
Yeah, Frank's quite a fella. And also from A.P. Kayla of 91 East Street in Hadley, a very nice contribution. Thank you very much. And Alice Atrilli, I guess it is. I may be saying it wrong. A-T-R-L-I-H-Y is the way it's written here. 68 Pine Street in Florence. Very nice contribution, Alice. Thank you very much.
Don, you were saying that the Michael Curtin Post VFW in Florence has the largest pledge for the piece of the left field wall. I know last year we auctioned off a piece of the left field wall. Who was the top contributor last year?
Michael F. Curtin. I think they're trying to do an extra wall of their own, and they're doing a great job of it.
$1,000
last year they contributed, and I understand through the grapevine that someone's working on that again.
Is that right? I wonder what they're going to, are they going to put the two pieces together, or are they going to build the left field wall?
Reconstruct it, huh?
Yeah, reconstruct the left field wall.
Well, I think they're working on it very sincerely, and they, you know, it's been a great post that's done an awful lot over the years for the Jimmy Fund, and it's great to have a post like that. Let's get the other posts together, and let's get a few more in here. All you've got to do is just dial in here at the Northampton area, 586-787, or in Greenfield, 774-4301.
As we've been telling you during the day today, the Jimmy Fund, of course, is the official charity, and the Red Sox and all members of the organization, right down through the players and the trainers and everyone else, this is their official charity. And one of the members of the Boston Red Sox, who recently signed a brand new contract and will be with them for a few years to come, is Mr. Jerry Remy.
Jerry Remy is with us now, and Jerry, first may I say that I join your many thousands of fans throughout New England who I'm sure are happy about the way things turned out and your signing with the ball club.
Well, I'm very pleased about it, and there's nothing else that I ever wanted to do, and I'm happy that for the next 5 or 6 years I'm going to be with the Red Sox, and naturally because of my family and because I enjoy playing for the ball club.
I was looking at a videotape that I have that Don Gillis and I did back in the 1967 season, and it showed that scene at home plate after Rich Rollins popped up to Rico, and I didn't see it.
Well, they wouldn't let us on the field until after he caught the ball, but I remember being there, you know, throughout the weekend, and it's a thrill that I would like to experience before I'm done playing. It was 1978, but close doesn't get it, so... hopefully in the next few years, maybe something like that will happen again at Fenway.
You had a little thing done with your knee during the off season, but I understand it's just a preliminary or precautionary type of thing.
I had a couple of chips left over in the knee, probably from the surgery that I had a year ago, and it was a minor problem. And matter of fact, it's been 3 weeks now since I had it operated on. I'm already be able to run and jog. So it's like a yearly checkup. You know, I go in and get my oil changed once a year, so I'm ready for the season.
Well, Jerry, this is a radiothon we're having here today for the Jimmy Fund, and I want to thank you because, like so many of the other ball players, I think you, perhaps more than most, as a New Englander, understand about the Jimmy Fund, and you've been very helpful whenever we've had people who come to the ballpark with check presentations and things like that, and we thank you very much for your support.
Well, my pleasure, Kenny. Thank you very much.
Right. So let's get back to the phones. We've been visiting here with Jerry Remy.
Dave Mattson with Amherst Police Chief John Maya and WHMP Station Manager Joe Fennessy as we continue with the Radiothon from the Hampshire Mall on Route 9 in Hadley. The phones are still, well, there's one phone being used right now, but there's two other phones that are quiet. The number is 586-8787. 586-8787. The sound we like to hear is of those telephones ringing, just like that.
I have a contribution just brought in here from an old classmate of mine and his wife, Dick and Jean Hall, Enfield Road in Pelham. A very worthwhile contribution. Dick and Jean, thank you very much again this year. Don't forget that phone number, folks. It's an easy one to remember in Northampton. 586-8787. 586-8787. And in Greenfield, 774-4301. Make those calls now. We know you've wanted to give to the Jimmy Fund. This is the time to give.
I think another point should be made, Don, that we're not necessarily looking for $50 and $100 contributions, although certainly they would be accepted. But I know from looking through some of the pledges that there are contributions of $20 and $10 and $5 and some even less than that. So it doesn't really matter how much you give. Is that you give, that you make the pledge, and that you give. Because every single dollar, as we've said so often, is going to the fight against cancer in children, which is a very insidious disease.
The tote board is glowing up slowly but sure in a long time, though. I can't remember the last time we saw all three phones going at once, and that would be a nice thing to do. We want to keep those girls busy over there. It's a lot nicer when they have those phones up to their ears than when they're sitting there just waiting for them to ring. 586-8787.
And you know, Don and Dave, the if you are familiar at all with the work that's being done by the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute and other similar research organizations throughout the Commonwealth, or not throughout the Commonwealth, but throughout the country and indeed throughout the world, that progress is being made. And the statistics show that people are living longer after cancer has been diagnosed. And not only that, but people are being cured and returning to normal lives. And it's...